Tim Fraggle joins us. Tim, how you doing?
Good, Jason. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. Let's start, first of all, with the Canada West team and how you got that gig.
Yeah, I've been involved with Team Canada West for the last 3 years. Started as a guest coach, camp evaluator, and then last season I was an assistant coach on Team Canada. And then this year I interviewed for the head coaching opportunity and was selected. So that's how that kind of went down.
So how much extra, like, obviously they're head coach of Sherwood Park. So you do you have to do extra scouting for this? How does it work?
Yeah, so basically within the five Western leagues, junior A leagues, there's a staff member from each league on our staff. So you're in charge of each of evaluating and identifying the top players in your league, along with a guest coach from each league. So there's two of you, you know, surveying your league to put together the best list of kids to get them to the selection camp. And this year, as a head coach, I did attend some other showcases in, you know, BCHL, Saskatchewan, and obviously the Alberta one, so I got to see some of the other players as well.
Now, you're going to have 21 defensemen, 33 forwards, and six goalies. Like, it's rare to have this many kids at one camp.
Yeah, it's a big camp. I tell you what, it's very difficult. We actually had 120 kids identified early, and you think about 16 teams in BC, 16 in Alberta, and then 12 in Saskatchewan, 12 in Manitoba, and then there's the five SIJHL teams. That's where we're getting our players from. So there's a lot of players to choose from. So we went from 120, went down to 90, went to 80, and got it down to 60, and then the toughest part will be getting it to 22.
Now, a few guys, one of them is, of course, local, Tyson Yost. He's killing it for the Penticton Vs. Also, Dante Fabro, his defenseman for the Vs. Like, those guys are right now both rated to go first round in the National Hockey League. I know there's no guarantees as a coach, but pretty sure those guys got almost being pen on your roster to make.
Well, they played on the team last year, and I got a chance. I ran the defense last year, so I worked a little bit closer with Fabro than I did Jost, but as 16-year-olds in that tournament last year, they were arguably two of our best players. I think Jost was a point of game, and Fabro played in all situations for us last year. So definitely, obviously, in the mix. And then the one thing that I like about what they have to offer, too, is they also have success from the Ivan Hlinka this past summer with Team Canada. So coming back to our event at the Junior A level, at the World Junior A, you know, they have experience there, but now they also have experience representing Canada, winning a gold last year or this past summer. So they'll be leaders, and we'll be looking for them to show the guys the right way.
Now, the camp gets going this weekend, Tim, and then we'll get to the Crusaders, but I know there are going to be some one-hour mini games for fans at the Sobeys Arena on Sunday. So do you sit up in the crowd rather than be on the bench to watch those games?
Yeah, so what we have for our structure, we have those guest coaches that I alluded to earlier.
Yeah.
They're going to operate. There's three teams, so there's going to be two guest coaches on each bench running, and then there'll be the coaching staff that'll be evaluating in the crowd up in the press box there throughout those three mini games that take place on Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday afternoon. And then we'll get a good look at those players. I'll also be on the ice with them as the practice session, as the coaching staff of the team will be taking the lead running those sessions.
Tim Fraggle, head coach of the Sherwood Park Crusaders, also will be the head coach for Team Canada West in the Junior A Championship Challenge, which is outstanding. It goes in Leduc. The camp does anyway. 60 players in. If you want to watch it, hockey fans, you can check it out. Sunday's the first the mini game scrimmages. Let's get to your regular job, I guess, with the Crusaders in the ultra tight North Division. No surprise again. If you were in the South, you'd be in first place, but you're in the North and you're in fourth place with a really good record of 21-8-2. I guess kind of give me your thoughts on your season thus far, and you know what your team's going to have to improve on to battle against the Saints, Bobcats, and Pontiacs in the playoffs and the Wolverines.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good start. We came out of the gate 4-0, and then we struggled towards the end of September, and then we found our way through that struggle into you know, the 12th game of the year where we were in a good spot. And then from there, we went unbeaten in regulation in 17 games. We went on a real good stretch where we got contributions throughout our lineup. And in the last couple games, we've lost a couple tight ones, 3-2 and 3-1 to some good teams. And that's the frustrating part, is that we are every game is challenging you as players and as coaches, because of the division and the league is so tight. So far pretty happy where we're at. But for us to, like you said, take that next step, we've got to have better commitment to our team defense. That's number one. We have to be better without the puck to have success when the games really matter down the stretch here.
Tim Fraggle joins us. Tim, when I look at your team, you're much more of an offensive team. Last year, you only had 173 goals all season long, and so far this year, you're just at kind of the halfway point of the season. You already got 129. Was it just better skilled players, or did you tweak your system?
We did tweak the system a little bit in terms of a forecheck and our offensive zone tactics. Just some minor tweaks, but the biggest thing that we did this year, Jason, was we improved our depth. Our scoring depth has really been an issue for us in the last number of years, where we lose out in the second and third round to good teams that have scoring depth throughout. And that was one thing we identified. We need to score over four lines, just for the case you're going to have injuries, you're going to have guys going slump. And if you look at our distribution, other than our top two scorers, we got pretty balanced scoring throughout. And that's how we've been able to produce offense. And, you know, especially even from the back end, like, we're getting good production from all six of our defensemen offensively.
Tim, as a coach you coach the Crusaders, you've got a team, you kind of tweak your system here or there, and you go to get a few new players, but you always have at least, seven, eight guys that are returning, sometimes more, every year. So you can kind of build a foundation. You get in, and you were part of it as an assistant coach, but now you're the head coach. You get to make the decisions. When you get into this this Junior A challenge, how do you approach it? Is there less of a focus on a system, or is it just a very simple system because you have more skill top to bottom on your team?
Yeah, I think that's why I've enjoyed this challenge, because it's a total change from a coaching perspective in terms of, the long grind of the season to a short-term competition. So, absolutely, we don't have the time. Some of the things that I like our team to do in Sherwood Park, I won't have the time to implement with Team Canada. You just will not have the time. And so your systems are, I'm not going to say simple, but something that the players are familiar with, that they would have been exposed to. And that's important. But the biggest thing is short-term competition, getting hot at the right time. You need that hot goaltender. You need, your offensive guys. Again, last year, what I took from last year's tournament is that we struggled to score. We outshot teams 2-1, but we could not score in that tournament. And that hurt us last year. So this year, we're hoping that we'll be able to produce some more offense. And how you do that is, get the best players out of that camp that can contribute through line one to line four.
Tim, always good to catch up with you, man. Continued success with the Crusaders, and enjoy camp this weekend. I'm sure there'll be some tough decisions.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.